Hallelujah.
Amen.
So shall we take our Bibles without wasting any time?
We
are going to read three portions of scripture. Amen.
Amen.
I feel unworthy stepping behind what went on this morning. and that's the honest truth. Amen. But well, it is what it is. We should read three portions of scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. And
1 Thessalonians
chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 6.
Bende wabikwano Jutesaloniki mirashele enu kendo chapter ma mirabijene niai vasa shell.
Revelations 10 from verse 1 to verse 7.
Manu lemba nyuta take apart. Until the shell ne shidi abero.
Amen. The scriptures have already been read. They have been read countless times.
Lemba gora ini jukwano. Manu jibikwano giwang makwane rengo.
Amen. But you know what Brother Branham said about the word?
Inyo ginma umego Branham wa
shikomu. When the devil comes in like a flood, God does not pick another Bible, another scripture. He picks the very same Bible and makes it more positive. So no more new mysteries. Just the same mystery and makes it more plain and more positive.
Amen.
So when God turns a corner, he doesn't turn a corner outside the word. Still the same word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll read from verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
Verse 16.
Kumruot kukite bi ai polo bilaropin kukok madit kudwan malaika madide man kudagwara pa mungo bende ejumuto I Kristo gibilarshir.
And chapter 5, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh. It will come as a matter of fact, and as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief.
Uh-huh.
For others it will, but for you it will not.
Amen.
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 Amen. Ye are all the children of light.
Amen.
And the children of the day.
Amen.
We are not of the night nor of darkness.
Mm.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others.
Amen.
But let us watch and be sober.
Amen.
For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken, are drunken in the night.
Amen.
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting the breastplate of faith and love for an helmet and the hope of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shimparu to webino kumeno shalo japuo kudie word. Kine magibe washo kumae kuyoshwin kubedo mod enyot ulundu bino yuigindundu nisha. Shalumosh magoyo dako ma ienuti. Man gibibot kingo ento wun umego wun umi sorry ento wun umego uni imudungo mania shing nino Unuangu shalu jakuo. Kumke usheke uvot mi del. Man uvot mi shing. Wan wamide worungo. Kadi mi pinyma shol dengo. Kumkumeno donkuwa nindu. shalo dong dano. Ento dong wakur wabedi ngirde. Kumijumumu nindo, ginindo kutie word. Man, jumagi mer, amera de gimer kutie word. Ento dong wan, kumwamidye shing, wabedi ngir, waroyasi, miyo yish, kumer bende, man, man kaka sabo, miru, mirumbo, waket geno gen miba. Kumungo, uketuwango, nikwinyo, ento kara,
I wanted to stop there, but I think let's continue. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
Amen.
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 Before, behold, I show you a mystery. Amen. Whether you die or you awake, we shall still live together with you. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen.
Amen.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
And to walk away umego. Ya ungei juma gimuliri kutishi kindu, man gini iwiwu iwot, man gijuko u.
And he was talking about, as he continued, talking about, amen, the ministries and the elders and the pastors that exercise.
Amen.
You pray for them, you admonish
people.
You stand with them and pray for them. Amen. And as they bring the word to you. Amen.
Amen.
It's so amazing that he tied all that scripture together. Amen. Knowing this in these last days, what's going to be happening with the churches. Amen. You see, many pastors, their authority has been usurped. Amen. Pastors powerless in their own churches. Amen. Amen. And he put all that in the same scripture.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Mara neno malaika mangema tek oloro kudi polo maira onyere kudafuru mandanyu ni iwie wange de shalu shing mantiende vambigi mimachi.
Brother Ben spoke about this morning.
Omego Ben weshupire
kwa mtini. We have gone through this scripture countless times.
Man la magora ma eni wa kwane dongo wangudul.
We know who this angel was.
Wangeo ni aja malaika nebe donga.
This was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Aisha bedu ruoti Yesu Kristo.
He set one foot upon the sea and one foot upon the land. Brother Branham said those are multitudes of people.
Omego Branham washinya ma eno telembe tie njoro medano dupa.
And his face was like the sun.
Sorry.
His face was like the sun.
Anyway,
we know Brother Branham said who this was. This was Christ. And he had in his hand a little book open, which we know what it was. That was the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
And
we also know what a thunder is. It's the voice of God.
And
the voice of God only speaks his word. So those seven thunders were uttering the word of God.
And when
the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Mana winyo dwalo ai polo washo kumai mon ai kom lembe mamor pola biro washo kuri gorgi agora.
And we shall jump to verse to verse 5. So the angel told him what to write, as verse 5 and verse 6, to seal up those things. Whatever was said by the seven thunders was hushed up. But then he said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets.
Amen. Ento ishing midwal malaika mamira birone kindeme yenyo ekoda gwara egira munga pamungo uluntum shalukulemba nyonga meyero nijumiru pare majibela.
And we know that this seventh angel is Brother Branham.
Malachi 4.
He had a very important message to deliver.
And
when he was done with that message, the Lord took him away. You may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Forgive me, I forgot to pray. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. We believe, Lord, that you give us understanding to your word. Any man can open those scriptures. Any man can read them. Any man can preach them. But only you can give understanding. Grant us, we pray this evening, that even as your children come into the fullness of the stature of the fullness of a perfect man, Lord, that as you build them up, Father, you would give them understanding of the same. Be gracious unto us, Lord, for the remaining part of our earthly journey. We shall be careful to give all the praise, all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm not speaking on any new mystery. I'm only going to talk about what you already know. And my prayer is that the Lord will make it more positive. That's the only hope I have. Amen. Take the very same scriptures you already know and make it more positive. So I'll try to be as fast as I can. I know many have to travel. So I hope I say as much as I can say. So back to the word. The title of my message is The Ministry of Jesus Christ Made Manifest Present Tense.
Amen.
And my inspiration is the atonement. Amen.
Amen.
And like I said, the entire message that I'm speaking on today is gotten from what was spoken this morning. Amen. Amen. I believe it's a message that we personally will go and study over and over again. And then it's a message that I will go and study over and over again. I implore you to do the same. Many things were spoken that were spoken by Brother Branham for very many years in different messages in the Feasts of the Trumpets, in the Seven Seals. Brother Branham spoke in very many messages. I know Brother Branham one time said that some minister somewhere will find where it is written, and then you'll have it. Now that minister should not be lazy. If a minister is lazy, you will not get fed. Let's put it this way. If you are lazy, you will not be able to go to the garden and you won't eat. Amen. It's the same thing. If you can't till your garden, you don't expect to be able to feed yourself and your family. It's the same thing with the spiritual. If the minister is lazy, he can't feed the flock. If the flock is lazy, they can't feed either. So, amen.
Amen.
But one day you will find where it is written. Then you will have the whole mystery.
Yes,
you have everything.
Yes,
you will see the whole mystery and the whole plan of God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Now we know 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Sorry.
1 Thessalonians 4:16 is the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ does all those three things.
Yes.
He was the shouting Brother Branham.
Uh-huh.
He was going to be the voice of the archangel. Or he is the voice of the archangel. Which we know is a voice of the resurrection. And which we know is a call to the resurrection. And he's also the trump. That is Jesus doing all three. It's a very important thing, or his coming, that he trusted it to no man, but to himself. But he requires a human vessel. He required a human vessel for the shout. And we know the shout is the message.
Amen.
It's Revelations chapter 10, verse 7. In the days of the seventh angel, when he begins to preach in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, 60s, he was revealing, bring the mystery of God. That's what happens. What happened? And when we come to the voice of the archangel, which is a call to the resurrection, God requires vessels. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you following me? Amen.
Amen.
I hope I'm not confusing you. Amen. So God required a vessel for the shout. He requires vessels for the voice of the archangel. And he requires a vessel again. He requires a vessel for the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. So where do we fall? Where does Kasatu fall? Amen.
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 Now do not look at the scriptures as it was made for somebody somewhere. Somewhere in a big city. Exclusively for someone from a big city. From a powerful country. The Bible says that these promises are for those that are believing now. And for them that are far off, and for as many as our Lord our God shall call. And that includes Kasatu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So count yourself in here. You're one of those vessels through which the voice of the archangel will speak and manifest the ministry of Jesus Christ, present tense, to call the sleeping saints. To call the sleeping saints. Amen. And raise the dead. As we prepare for the rapture. Say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the shout,
yes,
he delivers a message. A complete revelation. From Genesis to Revelation. So you have everything that you require. You have a full meal. A seven-course meal. All the ingredients.
for your maturity have already been delivered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Malachi 4, 7 thunder, 7 seal message. It sums up the whole mystery of God. The mystery of who God is. Who Christ is. And how you identify Christ. And who the devil is. And how you identify that devil. Revelation 10, 7. In the days of the voice of that seventh angel, there were different angels that sounded a message. They brought a piece of the mystery of God in each message they delivered. But in the day of the voice of that seventh one, he summed up all the mysteries. Amen. And finished them. There was no more secret, no more mystery. That God that was a mystery was unveiled before us. But once he was unveiled, he had to find a resting place, like Brother Ben said. That faith had to have a resting place. Amen.
Amen.
Which is his word. His word. And he found his way into you. And right now, he's veiled in you. So that ministry, amen, of Jesus Christ, which was a mystery then, is still a mystery to the world. But it's not a mystery to you anymore. Why? Because it is veiled in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the mysteries are finished. So we don't expect any new mysteries. They are not there. If anyone come and told you, I have a new mystery to reveal to you, then you know who's speaking. All mysteries are finished, revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only thing a minister can do is speak what has already been spoken, and God will make it more positive. That's what happened this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope that happens from this day on out. That the word of God will be made more positive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mystery of the body change has already been revealed. The mystery of his coming has already been revealed. The mystery of the rapture, the revelation of the rapture, has already been revealed. It will not come to you like a thief. We've just read the scripture. Why? Because its mystery has already been revealed to you. It will come as a thief to the others.
Sorry.
It will come as a thief to the others. But not to you. The divine mystery of his... Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The mystery of his divine will.
Among me,
and his purpose has already been revealed to you. The mystery of his of the Godhead has already been revealed to you. The mystery of the baptism of the Holy Ghost has already been revealed to you. The seven trumpets, the seven beasts of
Jehovah,
the seven veils, the seven seals, and the seventh seal to claim you has already been revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what do we have? We have the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mystery of the entire Bible. Amen. And who God really is has already been revealed. When this angel begins to sound, the entire mystery of God should be finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, amen. Now, to a true Jew, they must observe these seven feasts of Leviticus 23. To understand the message this morning, You have to understand Leviticus 23. Go and study Brother Branham's message, the Feast of the Trumpets. Study what Brother Coleman said. Now you can't be a baby now. Amen. You can't be a baby. You must know for yourself. To be a true Jew, you had to observe these seven feasts. And they still observe them today. That's the proof that you were a Jew. It was a requirement. It was not a request. It was a command by God to every Jew. They had to. And they observed these feasts every year to the latter. From since, amen, they were delivered to them in Leviticus. Amen.
Amen.
The first was the Passover. You may be seated. That symbolized, amen, a new land. A new season. They have passed from something old to a new. Second was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Symbolized how they were not mixed with other traditions. They were pure and undefiled people. The Feast of First Fruits, where they were to bring a sacrifice of their first fruits of their harvest. The fourth was the Feast of the Wave Loaf. To symbolize acceptance. The fifth was a Feast of Trumpets. It was a solemn assembly. Gathering of all the Jews. Not a single one was left out. It was a gathering of the entire congregation. Of anyone that called himself a Jew. Without exception. Then there was a Feast of Atonement. Blood was shed or spilled to atone. What does the word atone mean? To pay a price. To atone. To pay an equal price. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A sacrifice was made by the high priest for the unto the Lord for the people and for the land. And finally, the Feast of Tabernacles. And you saw how in the chat that was here, amen, how Brother Ben displayed it and how those seven feasts were represented to the Gentile bride. Now remember, the Old Testament types the new. Jesus of the Old, Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Say amen.
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 Amen. And all these feasts were typed the life of Jesus that was to come. When did he die? When did he rise? When did on the day of Pentecost, what happened? All these things were happening on a literal feast day. Why? What they were doing in the natural, Christ was doing in the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
Amen. It was for you. Amen.
Amen.
So we know that the Old Testament testified of the coming of the Christ.
Yes,
and when he lived his life, it was a pure testimony of what was the Old Testament. Amen.
Amen.
So focus this morning was placed on two feasts. The wave loaf, and then the trumpet. And in between there, is where we had the Gentile bride. So when that wave loaf was waved before the Jews for their acceptance, and we know who that wave loaf was, it was Christ. What did they do? They rejected it and they killed him.
Amen.
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 A sad sight.
Amen.
A sad sight.
Amen.
But it was for our own good. That's where you and I come in. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that because of that action, the wild vine was grafted in, which is you and me. Amen.
Amen.
To feed off the life, amen, of the true vine. Your wild branch, your wild traditions, was grafted into that vine. Amen. Now we have the life of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are no more of that wild life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we can feed off the life of Jesus. When that wave shift was waved, it was rejected then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, but we accepted it. Rejected them. Accepted by the Gentile for our salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. At the end of the Gentile dispensation, at the end of that period, there was going to be a mystery of God that had to be completely finished, completely revealed, right before he turns back to the trumpet to call the Jews, to gather the Jews, to unite the Jews. He's warning you, I'm about to blow that trumpet, but I wave the wave sheaf for your acceptance. Come in now while there's still time. Hallelujah. While there's still time. Come in now. Hallelujah. There is still time. Amen. By that voice of the archangel, before that last trump sounds, come in now. I'm about to sound the trumpet for the Jews. But the voice of the archangel is calling. A call to the resurrection is uniting the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What grace from the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Why the mystery is finished. And you are part of that mystery. He has already sounded. And he's gathering you by a seventh thunder message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand of praise.
Amen, amen. 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 Amen.
So the short message is the prophet's message, finishing the mystery of God, of Revelation 10, verse 7. The voice of the archangel, which is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also the voice of the resurrection, is the literal ministry of Jesus Christ. This same ministry is to be the bride's ministry, because it's Christ operating in the bride, making himself manifest. Amen.
Amen.
Right before he moves over to the trump, right before
He moves over to the trump. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he sounds that last trumpet, it is to call the Jews, the 144,000. But it's also judgment. The final vial. Armageddon. Amen. To destroy and purge this earth. But before that happens, he calls us to the resurrection, to meet him in the air. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you're not lost, Kasatu. You have been saved by the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 And Brother Branham said, once the people get a revelation of their place in Christ, the rapture will go. Are you capturing that revelation? Once Kasatu gets a revelation of her place in Christ, then the rapture will go. Why? Because you will have the voice of the resurrection. You will have the call to the resurrection, which is a ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he told Brother Coleman that if the people, that if the people get away from man leaders, I myself will come to them. God wants to come to you. He is tired of you listening to man leaders. He's tired of you listening to false doctrines. Get away from them. And go to what? Come to the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then God will come to you. And then you will become one with the Father. Hallelujah. How? By revelation. Brother Branham cried, I wish I had a voice of the archangel. He had the shout in him, and signs and wonders followed. But he cried out, I wish I had the voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. But you will have the voice of the archangel. You will have that second part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 What will it do? It will call to the brethren that have gone on before us. It will call to the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Spirit and the Bride say, come. That's what it's going to be. You will have the power. Amen. By the ministry of Jesus Christ in you, to call out to your lost brethren, to raise the dead, to start that march to the resurrection and on to the rapture. But it's not going to happen if you have your old life in you. Your old life is going to be done away with, and then he has to pour himself completely. Kinos. Kinos. To empty himself into his bride, so that we can say, even so come Lord Jesus, so that we can call for the resurrection, so that the same spirit that was in Jesus, when it dwells in you, hallelujah, if that same spirit that was in Christ, what does the Bible say? If it dwell in you, it will quicken this mortal body. It will give you quickening power to change this body from mortal to immortality. Hallelujah. It will change you. What is that quickening power? It is resurrection power. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, what spirit is that? Hallelujah. It is the voice of the archangel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It called out to Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. It raised the dead. This season, this time, that same voice will call to the sleeping saints. But through you and you, through you and you, call to the sleeping saints. Voice of the archangel to call that resurrection. Oh, we are going home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham, he longed for that voice of the archangel. He longed for the voice of the archangel. Why? It is the final voice to this dying age, to this Gentile age. The final voice. It is the only voice you'll hear. Says a wicked and adulterous generation. They seek after a sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they create all kinds of signs. The Bible says the only sign they will see is the sign of the resurrection. Your sign. Your sign. The sign of the resurrection. The voice of the archangel. That's the only sign this world will see. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the ministry of Jesus Christ. So accept your atonement. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. To your mature word seed. Accept your atonement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Accept your atonement, Kasatu. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the life of Jesus. Be filled with his power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Accept his ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Get rid of your old self.
Amen.
Divorce your old husband. Get in your new husband, which is the life of Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus Christ. Then and only then, we can have the ministry of Jesus Christ in here. There will be, which the sick will be healed. We will raise the dead. We will cast out devils. Signs, wonders, and miracles following. Another Ephesians church. Rocking this earth again. We are here, church. We are here, Kasatu. The ministry of Jesus Christ is here. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Kasatu is ready. Karombo is ready. West Nile is ready. Kulu is ready. Toronto is ready. Nairobi is ready. The bride all over the world is ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We have gathered under his word. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God richly bless you. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this weekend? We have the ministry of Jesus Christ. It is here. I say it is here. It is going to be made manifest. Not tomorrow. Not the day after. Not next year. Present tense. Right here. Right now. That's what we are fighting for. So keep fighting. If we don't meet this side of the resurrection, let's meet. If we don't meet this side of the resurrection, let's meet over yonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, we are going to call, amen, the sleeping saints. The ministry of Jesus Christ is here. You are part of that ministry. Don't exclude yourself. Amen. He's here. Amen. To claim you by a fire baptism. Hallelujah. He's going to claim your body. Claim your soul. Claim your spirit. Hallelujah. It is finished. The devil is finished. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God richly bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the Lord. That all governments of it. Pray, oh, time. Hallelujah, blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah,
I am the original man. Holy Ghost. I am the atonement within me. Hallelujah. The ministry of Jesus Christ made manifest present tense. Glory be to God. Let's sing one more chorus. I come and see what the Lord. As I go, come and see. A blessed weekend. Amen. Amen. And what a privileged people you are. What have you done to God to deserve all this? And what can you say back to God? It's only saying thank you, Lord. What shall I say unto the God?